Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And good morning, guys. You are back live in Hi FM. The time now is 9:10, and you are listening to Roy and Friend on this beautiful morning. It is a beautiful, warm morning. The day today is the 4th of July. 4th of July, and Moshe is very happy today. It is his MVP, the most loved person in the world birthday today. Or at least his nation. We'll talk about it just now. The Hebrew date is Rishon Betamuz. It's Rosh Chodesh, guys. So a lot of blessing to you on this Rosh Chodesh. We're here until 10 o'clock. We're here. I'm Liel, and I got with me in the studio Peter Feldman, as always. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. It's nice to be back again from last night. It's nice. I got up early this morning.
Yeah.
And just smelt the birds coughing and the fresh air. It's, you know, it's winter, but I think it's going to be a nice day.
How was your experience yesterday to stay with us until the end? With
it was awesome. Yeah.
It was nice.
Got home late. But food was ready, and it was just fantastic.
Great. The heater was on. It's a bit chilly.
I had work to do last night, and I was having problems with my computer logging into a website. And I couldn't get any help because I needed to file a story through. And
yeah, I'm telling you, this porn website,
they're terrible.
Horrible.
And then eventually some guy said, I'll help you. Send me your story, and I'll post it for you. Okay. And so I've got to sort that out today, why it keeps locking me out.
You have to sort it out.
Yeah, it's a Nigerian website. It comes from Nigeria, but it covers the whole of Africa. Yeah, I write movie reviews for them, and a lot of people read it. And the deadline's on Wednesday, and so last night I was a bit stressed trying to get this thing through. But
yeah, these are the hazards of the profession.
It's the hazards of
especially
of
when it's global like this, because a lot of challenges.
You know, it's amazing when the computer works. It's amazing when the internet works. You know, everyone's talking about technology is fantastic, but once it goes awry, things happen, you can't work on it, then your whole life implodes.
I was thinking about it on the way here, exactly about this. With all the technology and everything, we're still watching live TV, we're still listening to live radio.
That's right.
With all the podcasts and Netflix and everything. Didn't change much in the last 40, 50 years in this matter.
In what way?
That we still do the same kind of things with all the technology and all the inventions and everything.
There's nothing to beat reading a good book, you know that. Sitting down and reading.
Until when, Peter? When do you think books will be...
I don't think
you can
good.
Get to a book, you don't have to read it.
That's one of the things that I'm talking about. Not a book as a book, I'm talking about... A book is a piece of paper
that's
that you
what
can
I'm
actually
talking
touch
about.
And
that's
feel
what I'm talking about.
And smell. So
we got a Kindle at home. Carlo reads his Kindle story on the books.
Does she?
And I do occasionally, but I like the feel of a book. I like turning pages.
But that's why I'm asking your grandchild. He is
1 year
old.
He'll be two. He'll be end of the month. He'll be two.
Yes, he is getting a bar mitzvah just now. I'm talking about him. When he will grow up, will he have the same kind of feeling when he touch a book?
I think so. He's already into books. He's been into books since a young age. I must tell you, he loves feeling.
Yes, because
he can count. He knows the various things in the books, and I think it's wonderful. I think books will be with us all the time.
I don't think technology
will override the fact that people still want to read books.
My son also loved books until he found out the iPad and the computer game.
Yeah,
just give him some time. It's not up to him, unfortunately. It's stronger than us. We also have with us Moshe Staugard here. Good morning, Moshe.
Morning, good morning.
How are you?
Beautiful, very nice.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Tell us something new. We didn't hear from you for a long time.
Yesterday I was listening to you, and we talked about the weather, and it's very cold, and I'm very happy it's very cold, because, you know, I love the cold.
What's with you Polish people and the winter? Please explain to me.
I will tell you.
Yes.
You know, I give you, my fault is like this. Let's say that you invite 10 people for supper. So your wife, if you got a wife or your companion, goes to the supermarket and she buys 10 kilo meat. then the last minute, somebody cancels. So sorry, it won't be 10 people, it will only be 5 people, right?
Okay.
So you take that 10 kilo meat and you half it. And what do you do with it? You put it in the
freezer.
Thank you. Not in the microwave. So what does it mean? It means that cold keeps you fresh.
That's an old Polish tale, I'm sure.
No. Therefore, when a person from Scandinavia,
yeah,
who is 50, he looks 30. A person from Israel or the Middle East, 30 looks 50.
Yeah, you're right. 100%. But I don't care about look. What I care about is feel. And I can't handle winter. But the same as you, my father used to be a winter lover. He couldn't stand the summer. Just give him the cold. Don't like the sun.
You came from the same place. Your father
came from the same place. That's why I'm asking. Why you guys? What's wrong with you? Heat is wonderful. It's life. It gives you life. Cold kills you. That's what I think. Peter, what do you think? What do you prefer? Cold or hot?
I prefer the warmth.
A diplomat.
When I go overseas and I've been over in winter, it's freezing. I've been to the States in winter. I've been to
England.
Europe. Yeah. It's cold. You can put layers on. And you know, most of the homes, I think all the homes are
very heated.
So you go in and you just strip off. And then when you go out, you put it on again. And it's got to get used to the fact that you have to keep putting clothes on and taking. Where in summer, you know, I'm a South African. I've lived all my life here. So I'm used to the sun and beautiful summer days and lying at the pool or whatever you do.
Yeah.
And getting sunshine. So when you go overseas and it's gray and it's miserable, you feel gray and miserable yourself.
By the way, the best weather in the world is in Johannesburg.
I also think
not Cape Town, not Durban.
No.
Only Johannesburg.
Yes. Johannesburg is the best weather in the world by far. My personal experience everywhere I was. But I think that globally people mention Johannesburg is one of the places with the greatest weather. Listen, we're in the middle of winter. We're in July. That's the heart
winter
of winter.
Sun, beautiful.
The sun outside is so nice. Let it be winter the whole year.
People paying money to go to St. Moritz in Switzerland for this kind of a weather.
This kind of weather, exactly. But there is extra stuff in St. Moritz that it's worth it. Not only the weather.
Yeah.
Guys, so today is the 4th of July, and we have this for all the American guys.
Yes.
We're going to put it on for you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, my name is Roy Peretz, and I've
got one SMS. You know, it's part of our life today. So the girl sending this long SMS to a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And telling him, if you are smiling, send me your smiles. If you are sleeping, send me your dreams. If you are crying, send me your tears. I love you. So the boyfriend sent back, I'm sitting in the toilet. What should I say?
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Peretz.
Yeah, and that was the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Peter.
It brought back many memories. In the late 80s, I think it was 1988. Bruce Springsteen did Amnesty International. They did a big concert in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by my newspaper, I was working at the Star at that time, to get on a plane. They had a special plane for us, taking all the media down, to go to the concert and report back. And they had Sting there, they had Tracy Chapman. It was an amazing event. Peter Gabriel was there. And South Africa was still a pariah. We're still in the heavy apartheid era. And Zimbabwe wasn't that friendly towards us, especially white South African journalists. And it was quite a tough time. We flew in early morning, and we spent most of the day there, obviously, and then the concert was at night, and we flew back about 2 a.m. And I had problems with my accreditation, because when they sent me all the documents to fill out, they forgot to mention that I needed a little yellow card, which allowed me to actually work for the day in Harare. They'd forgotten. So when I'd stood in the queue to get my tickets, my accreditation to cover the event, they said, I'm sorry, but we can't give you your accreditation until you have that little yellow card. So I had until 4 o'clock, and this was about 2:30. I had to go back into Harare, the center of Harare, queue, go through to the immigration people and try and get that yellow card. And the guy was taking time. And I said, look, I need to get there by 4 o'clock in order to get accreditation. Otherwise, there's no point in me being here. And what happened was they came back and said, we can't find your file. I said, what file? I've never been here before. So after long discussion, I got my yellow card. I ran out. It was 10 to 4 when I got it. I ran out. I jumped into the middle of the road, stopped the taxi. I said, please, you've got to get me to the stadium in time because I've got to get my accreditation. I gave him some cash. He drove like a maniac. At 4 o'clock, as they were closing the shutters, I was in the queue. The woman remembered me, gave me my accreditation, and that was my 24 hours, not even 24 hours in Harare. So those are my memories. And I was so grateful to see the boss in action. He was amazing. He subsequently came and performed in South Africa. But at that stage, no one wanted to have anything to do with South Africa. And most of the songs were anti-apartheid songs. Peter Gabriel was lamenting the fact that he was from this part of the world. But
yeah, he sent Biko.
Yes, yeah, that's right, yes. But it was a great concert, I remember. They gave us a little area with dried out sandwiches and some water, and that's where we stood and watched the concert. It was in the old soccer stadium or something, and they had vamped it up for the big concert, Amnesty International. Wow. Those are memories.
That was the days. There was a couple of nice concerts in the 80s.
Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. Remember Paul Simon had
Graceland.
A big concert? Yes, that's right. Also in Harare.
And Live Aid in Wembley.
That's right.
Was also in the 80s. It was a great concert.
There's some good songs from the 80s. A lot of people lament the fact that there was no great songs.
Listen, it's not fair because I grew up in the 80s. So for me, every song of the 80s is coming together with feelings and it's that's the best music ever.
Tears for Fears, Soft Cell, all those electronic bands.
That's all I've got for us for today, but we need to keep on going. Otherwise, we're not going to get there. It's funny you mentioned Tears for Fears. Peter, let's go over the movies from yesterday and try to give another couple of tickets to people if they will want to
see it. For New Metro, we got 4 complimentary tickets to give away.
Okay, 4. Better than 2.
Yes, last night I mentioned 3 movies. I mentioned Yesterday, which is a movie about the Beatles, with Himesh Patel. He plays a guy named Jack Malik, who somehow in this film, it's a bit of a fantasy. One night the whole world goes black. It's like an Eskom outage. And he's on a motorbike, on his bicycle, and he collides with a bus, and he wakes up in hospital, and suddenly he's starting to get all these Beatle numbers coming to him, the songs. And no one's ever heard of the Beatles. And this is about the Beatles and how he brought Beatles to the world. Jack Malik, they all thought he was the guy who created all the Beatles songs. It's a lovely movie. It's made by Danny Boyle, who's done some great movies over the years, Slumdog Millionaire, to name one. And I must say, I enjoyed this. It's one of the better movies. Then there's Spider-Man, Far From Home. This is Return. This is with Tom Holland, who plays Peter Parker, Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's with all his friends from school. They're on a vacation in Europe. They're visiting Venice and London and Prague. And a menace arrives. The elementals are there. These are creatures created by the elements. Fire, wind, water. And he's got to battle them. And there's new characters that come in. And it's enjoyable if you like a Spider-Man movies. I thought it was fun. It goes on too long. It's over 2 hours. But these movies from the Marvel Universe tend to go on for quite a while. And people seem to enjoy it. And then there's a third movie called Greta with Chloe Grace Moretz, who plays a young woman who lives in New York, just arrived in New York. She's on the subway, finds a beautiful handbag left on the train, opens it, finds a name, and decides to return the handbag to the woman. Turns out the woman is a bit of a psychopath, lonely, played by Isabel Hippert, and it's a psychological thriller from Neil Jordan. Neil Jordan was The Crying Game, 1992. This is not one of his better films. I found it a little tedious and predictable. So those were the 3 movies. My question to our lovely listeners this morning is, who plays Spider-Man?
Okay.
Could you please give us the name of the actor? He's an English actor who plays Spider-Man.
There
are T's and C's.
Let's give them first. The WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. or SMS us 34519. T's and C's.
You can see this movie at a VIP, a 2D or a 3D movie, but not in the Extreme or the 4DX. You can't see a film on the week of release. You can see it after, but there are so many movies at New Metro, their choice is vast. You cannot book these online. You can have to go with the Mobi codes, which I will send you. I'll talk to you and I'll tell you what to do. And you give them the Mobi codes at the box office at New Metro and they will give you your tickets. The Mobi codes last for 3 months. So they're valid for 3 months. And tell them that they're complimentary Mobi codes because you've won them on Roy's show. So those are the T's and C's and enjoy. Let's hear from you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So guys, again, who is the actor that play Peter Parker, Spider-Man, in the new Spider-Man Far From Home movie? Our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019 and our SMS number is 34519.
Should I give them a clue?
No, don't give them a clue.
Okay.
Let them show the cleverness. Why?
Right.
I think it was quite clear. I know what clue you're going to give them. Also. The country one. I knew it. Okay, let's see what we have now. Let's listen to a nice piece.
All the songs.
Yes, I lost where I am. But you talked about Tears and Fears, Tears for Fears.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites from the.
There was this guy. He walks into a bar, a restaurant, and he goes. He says to the bartender, "How much is a beer?" The bartender says 1 rand. Says what? Says yeah, 1 rand. So all right, give me a beer. How much is the fillet with mashed potatoes? $5. 5 rand. He says yes. Give me, well, please. He chows, give me another beer. Give me another beer. Anyway, he says to him, he says to the barman, chow, you know what? The food was great. The beer's great. Everything's cool. I mean, what's the catch? I want to meet the owner of this bar. I mean, how can you make money? I want to talk to him. He says no. The owner of the bar is busy with my wife upstairs. He says, what is he doing with your wife upstairs? He says, exactly the same thing I'm doing to his business downstairs.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Paris.
Thank you, Peter, for this fishy read.
Fishy.
It was a bit fishy. Guys, I just want to remind you, the new movie, we want to give you some movie tickets. Come. Just SMS us the answer. What's the name of the actor that plays Spider-Man in the new movie?
Well, I could ask another question.
No, that's good enough. I told you, but I'm gonna give you the clue just now. Peter gonna give you a clue because you guys are not coming back to us. The numbers in the studio 061-895-1019 or SMS to 34519. And we will give you a double ticket to go and watch a movie in New Metro, guys. It's for free. So, what we have today. Yesterday we were complaining a lot. I have to tell you. We were complaining about the cold. We were complaining about the sport in South Africa. Especially the national teams. I'm a big sport fan and the national team, it's part of my...
Growing up.
Not growing up because I didn't grow up here.
Part of your life.
But it's definitely, it's part of the emotions that you have for your country. And you support the national team or whatever sport. And you always, when there's a South African playing in the Olympics or swimming or karate, you always support him and it makes you very proud when he wins.
But my question is, when you were growing up in Israel, you were sports mad then. Were you supporting the Israeli teams?
Of course.
That's what I meant. Growing up, sports was part of your life.
Yes, but I'm saying as citizens of a country, the sport is give us a lot of pride and it's part of our life. When anybody, doesn't matter if you like sports or not, when you hear that this South African won the Wimbledon wheelchair championship, you're very happy. It's make you very, very proud. And lately our national teams doesn't perform, especially this summer. We had a couple of hidings.
Did you hear how much these guys are? They're all getting a bonus.
A bonus
finer,
for what?
A finer for getting into the last 16.
They got to the last
350,000 rand each.
Yeah, but that's
And they sneaked in really through the back door.
That's $25,000.
But it's still money. It's good money.
Yeah, it's good money. Definitely good money. And they did it with the minimum
of
points.
Effort.
Minimum. No, I don't know if effort.
Effort. effort was terrible.
They did give effort, not a great one. Banyana didn't went to the last 16 or the last whatever. Didn't go through the stages. Our cricket team still have one game to go
against the Aussies.
Yeah, I don't think that we really want
eternal
to watch
eternal rivals. Oh yeah, I don't think so.
And Australia are on form. Listen, if you look at the ranking, they are much below us, but
England beat New Zealand, and I like
England
New Zealand,
beat New Zealand
a
yesterday.
Good team.
Okay,
so England
I think, you know, they can be the world champion.
England can be the world champion. India are the best team in the world for sure. They are very, very strong. And
England beat them.
Hey?
England beat them.
Yeah, they beat them.
Yeah, I mean, India is their team to beat. That's true.
And Australia is the most on-form team in the World Cup. Listen, they came from, I think they ranked 6 or 7 in the world, and they are doing
and
amazingly.
And they emerged from the scandal in Cape
Town.
Yeah,
they didn't cheat even once the World Cup. Amazing. Really amazing. So, Moshe, what is your thought about the national team? So it's...
Well, you know, Bafana are playing against Egypt, you know?
Yeah. What do you say about... Nah, but again, even if they play against Burkina Faso or Mauritania, yeah, I wouldn't give them a chance to go through,
you know,
to the last 8.
I can't even explain this. Why is it that when the African players play in Europe, they're playing well in the teams? They come to the national team, catastrophe.
But we don't have any great players in Europe that play for us at the moment. The generation at the moment, I think, soccer-wise, it's not a lot of talent.
In Africa, no.
No, in South Africa.
You know, when you
in Africa, yes, you got great talent. You got Senegal with Mane and Koulibaly.
Yeah, yeah.
They really, really were two of the best players in the world this year. So,
and look at Senegal. Doesn't perform
isn't
either.
Perform.
And look at Mane. You got everybody.
100%.
I mean, how do you explain this? That in Liverpool is a top. And
but
here...
But Egypt are doing well with Salah and with the other ones that are performing like they perform in Europe. Yeah,
I can explain that to a degree.
Yeah.
When you're playing club soccer and you're playing every week with the same players, you know how they play. But when you're suddenly pulled out of it and you're playing with other players in a national team, it takes time to coordinate, to read what the other players are doing, so you form a harmony within the team. And that is the biggest problem, I think. Liverpool, Mane and Mo Salah, they play well because they're within their buddies. But now they're playing with other players and they've got to adjust. And I think that is one of the criteria of the soccer teams. And that's what's happening today at the World Cup.
Yeah, and look at Messi.
At AFCON, I mean.
Look at Messi in the Copa America. Just
they lost 2-0 against Brazil.
They lost 2-0 against Brazil in the quarterfinals, in the semifinals. And Messi, the best players in the world in the last, I don't know how many years, at least 10 years, if not 15 years. And he didn't do nothing with his home team. He got to the final in Brazil.
Do you think Messi's still suffering a psychological setback after Barcelona got beaten by Liverpool?
No.
He's carrying
it. No, it goes
I don't
much,
think so. I don't think so.
It goes much, much, much behind. I think that for the last 10, 15 years, he don't perform with the national team. And yes, the support is not great. The Argentinians is also not the greatest generation talent-wise, beside Messi. It's not the same team that Maradona have in his time. But like Moshe said, they don't perform in the national...
They don't. They never
in do. The national level. So that's open for everybody.
That's right.
Everybody can take this championship. And I think the favorites are Egypt because it is in Egypt. And
and Egypt are always strong.
They're strong. They're strong and they're very... They're regular. They're not playing one day like this, one day like this. They
consistent.
They're very
consistent.
Consistent.
Yes.
Good word.
Yeah, it's a good word, but a little bit long.
No, not long.
Ah, have too many S's.
Consistency.
It reminds me of a word in Hebrew.
Yes.
No, I can't say.
So. Oh, no. Not on a family show.
Not on this family show. Greg, we're gonna listen to another song. Peter Gabriel, we talked about him also. That's
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're not Jewish woman, that's so bad. It's not a joke, it's a real story about a man that was just busy dying. He was really busy dying. And you know what, he starts smelling this, a very good smell coming from the kitchen. And he says to his wife, what is a good Jewish name?
Malka.
Moisha.
Rochela.
Rochela. Do me a big favor, Rochela. This smell is killing me. Please give me a piece of this cake, the strudel cake. You take it. She says, you're out of your mind? This cake is for your funeral.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And now it's 9:52 and we got 3 minutes until we're gonna get out of here. So we're gonna say our goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show. Keep on listening to Chai FM for some great shows. Moshe, what are you saying for America in a birthday?
Well, America is great.
Great again.
And Trump is great.
Trump made it great again. Hallelujah.
That's right. America first, as you said.
America first. Hallelujah. And all the others are last. Pizza?
Don't ask me what it's
about. No, not for America. Please. You can say your goodbyes and good travels to everybody.
I'm going to see Simon Garfunkel's show at Monte Cassino. Peter Turin's theater is putting on Simon Garfunkel, and that should be interesting.
But without Simon and Garfunkel?
No, of course not. It's their music. Okay, listen. It's the group playing their music.
It's good enough.
Great music.
Best music in the world. I love Simon and Garfunkel.
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 Sounds like a lawyer's firm, Simon and Garfunkel.
David, he looks like not like a lawyer. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. Have a great Shabbat, and we're gonna meet with you again next Wednesday and Thursday. So goodbye and be good to each other. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.